Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 57. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. The show is being released on Monday, the solstice, December 21, 2009. My interview with Stephen Zarlinga was recorded on December 15, 2009. And excuse my voice, but a little bit of a cold has been trying to get to me today, so I'm going to try and knock this intro out now before it comes on anymore, and then I'm going to go rush and take my hemp seed oil and all the other good stuff out there. And this is part two of a series with Stephen Zarlinga, where we look deep into the fundamental concepts of money. What is money and how is it defined? What is the difference between money and credit? What is the history of money? How does religion, government, and private business tie into money? Is nationalizing the money system socialist? And does this concept of money ignore the quote-unquote libertarian issue? What is fiat money? What is the difference between private versus nationalized banks and how they operate? Has there ever been a society to base its money system on gold that did not fall to slavery or serfdom? And why is any of this important for you to understand? And how could it possibly affect your life? Stephen Zarlinga is the founder of the American Monetary Institute, or AMI, which is the leading American monetary think tank for monetary history, theory, and reform. An economic historian and author, Zarlinga provides us the clearest picture of how money and monetary systems work in his incredible 2002 tome, The Lost Science of Money. And he is also the author of the American Monetary Act, submitted to Congress by Dennis Kucinich in March of this year. If you've not already read his book, it's an absolute must-read. So don't attack the messenger. Instead, go out and buy the book and learn for yourself exactly how and why those who promote the gold standard are lying to you. And an important addendum to this show is going to be PBS's series Frontline, and the episode is called The Warning, which will be posted up on the Gnostic Media podcast page for this episode. And again, John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross is now shipping. All pre-orders have shipped for both the hardcover and softcover editions. Most of you have already received those. I've received emails from many of you that have already gotten them, and thanks for letting me know that those have already gotten out there. Allegro's book was one of the most controversial books written in the last century and is back in print for the first time in more than 25 years. This is the 40th anniversary edition with a foreword by Judith Ann Brown and an addendum by Professor Carl A.P. Ruck of Boston University. And speaking of the solstice and holiday celebrations, I will be giving a talk at the Living Temple Bookstore in Huntington Beach, California on December 29, 2009. The subject is The Mysteries of Christmas. The address there is 7561 Center Avenue, number 40, and that's Huntington Beach, California, 92647. Again, the address is 7561 Center Avenue, number 40, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. And you will need to call in advance to reserve your seat, and their phone number is 714-891-5117. Once again, 714-891-5117. And it is my understanding that this event may be presented live on the internet, but I don't have any more information at this time on that. It might be up on their website, which is thelivingtemple.com. Upcoming shows next week will be James Orrick, who will be on to discuss his new book, Tryptamine Palace. And the following week will be Josh Homan, who will be on to discuss his recent studies on ayahuasca in Peru. And Robert Forte, the author of Entheogens and the Future of Religion. Following him into January will be Steve Bayer from Singing to the Plants. And also a couple of others. I'm still working to get John Taylor Gatto and a couple of others on the show here. I'll let you know dates for those as well. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be playing the last of the interviews that are going into the book project. And many or most of those interviews are already finished, but I could use some help on a few of them if you can volunteer. And so please contact me for that at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And again, the Annie Arts Christmas crafts and the Kylie's Amanita Muscaria mushroom Christmas ornaments are still up on the Gnostic Media store page, so don't forget to check those out. You still have a very small amount of time to get those orders in, and or you can have them ready for next year. And don't forget to check out the new T-shirts that we have up on the Gnostic Media store page. In fact, we've added several more this week. One that I mentioned last week is Which Will Jesus Do, which is quite a funny T-shirt with a picture from the Canterbury Anglo-Catalan Psalter on the front with Jesus' arms up with the mushrooms from the 13th century painting. And it says, Which Would Jesus Do underneath it? And we've also got one up there from the same Psalter that says Sinner underneath it with Adam and Eve on either side of the mushroom tree, and some other good ones up there. So definitely be sure to check those out. And if you'd like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to GnosticMedia.com and click on the donation button on the top of the website. This week's donations go out to Nathaniel, Brandon, Stephen, Jason, Marco, Patrick, Brian, Nick, Kylie, Zach, Sarah, Rick, and Tommy for their donations. This show is dedicated to all of you, and thank you so much. All of your donations went directly to pay for the internet hosting fees for Podomatic. I was able to get that paid this week, thanks to all of you guys. So everyone who's donated in the last several weeks, please accept my greatest thanks as we're paid for the hosting fees for the next year. And I also received about $1,000 worth of book donations over the last 2 weeks, which I'm rather blown away by. Some pretty amazing material, I must say, and I've got quite literally a massive stack of books on my desk, and soon I'm probably going to have to put a stop on new books being sent to me for a while, as if it keeps going at this rate, I'll not get caught up on the reading for the next year. So if you sent me a book recently, thank you very much, all of you, and I really appreciate it. And this show is mostly run on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or DVDs or the audio archives, you help to continue our programming. And without your help, we would cease to be here. And we're still offering 25% off of most items on the Gnostic Media website, including the books, the DVD, the She Who Remembers audio archives, everything except for John Allegro's book, The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross. Probably won't be able to get that to you by the holidays at this point, but if you order today or tomorrow, I will certainly try to get that to you on time. And of course, my love and thanks goes out to everyone who purchased a book or DVD or something off the website to help support the show. We can't thank you enough. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. If you'd like to visit the website, go to GnosticMedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C Media.com. You can contact me directly at contact@GnosticMedia.com. And thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. Stephen, welcome back to Gnostic Media's podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Jan. I just got back from a long trip, but we're doing good.
Well, we didn't quite manage to get through everything we wanted to get through last time you were on the show, so I wanted to have you back on. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. And go ahead.